Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
Yeah, back-to-back solid games. Wentz is targeting you. He said that you guys are working a lot on developing that chemistry. How do you feel? I mean, you feel like you guys are settling into
a group? I don't even know my numbers today, but
I'm looking them up.
Well, last week...
Go ahead, Rain Man.
One catch for 6 yards. Oh, no, wait. 6 for 55.
Yeah, so almost 15 catches the past 2 weeks. I mean, that's right on pace where you want to be as a tight end. It's a step in the right direction, but we're not satisfied. I thought I could have maybe had a few more plays. I know he's kind of seeing the same thing. We're growing together. We didn't really have a training camp to run routes together, get comfortable with together. I mean, he's still learning how I run routes, how I see the game, and vice versa. And it's only going to continue to improve. He's a very smart kid. I think I have a high football IQ as well, so we see the game the same way, and it's just building that comfort level. It's all about chemistry in this league between a quarterback and a wide receiver, tight end. And we're finally starting to click, and I think it's going to be exciting for the future of this offense.
It seemed like on the backside of that trips, you know, whether it was you, Treggs, or Green Beckman, the safety was always shading to the trip side, and there were opportunities. Is that something that you saw on watching film, and do you feel that that's something that came into play on your...
When you're going against 3-by-1 sets, the safety is usually going to shade the passing string. And when I'm on the backside and the safety shed a little more to the field, it's going to be isolation, especially with Darren and I on the same side, on the backside. Something that we've had success with in the past here in Philadelphia. And we're just keep pushing on. I mean, we're not satisfied by this game. There's things we could have done better. At times, we were extremely sloppy. Me in particular, I had a few offsides penalties, which is extremely uncharacteristic. So I think that's why we're excited as a football team, that we know we have a lot of room to grow, and we're young. But that's not an excuse for losing games. We're excited about the future.
During the week,
you are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. Eagles victory over the Atlanta Falcons, 24-15. That was Zach Ertz to kick things off. Just discussing how they were able to connect. One of the plays that I asked him about was the 18-yard connection, and that really showed the chemistry that Wentz and Zach Ertz were able to have, and it's just a continuation of the chemistry. So that's something we have to mention. You look at what ended up happening, as Ruben Frank mentioned, you know, with the stat update during the interview. Zach Ertz, 6 receptions, 55 yards. So obviously they were able to take advantage. He was the recipient of 7 targets from Carson Wentz. And obviously, as we mentioned, they connected on 6 of them. So that chemistry is there. The play that I asked him about, it was an 18-yard reception. And it was really a true testament to the connection that these guys are establishing. They've worked after practice. They've worked during practice to really get this chemistry going, because you know, if these two could be in sync, that's a major thing for this offense. Now, that play that I was talking about came, it was in the fourth quarter, and they had the trips to the left side. Zach Ertz was, you know, lined up just wide of the tackle, you know, in a close formation, you know, and he was able to get one-on-one coverage against Keanu Neal. And this was an opportunity to go to Ertz for a big play. Ertz got the swim move on Neal at the line of scrimmage, and he, you know, extended up. He got inside, you know, stemmed it inside to go to the post. It was a skinny post, a bang eight type of route, where he had to stay up the seam in order to make the catch and also be away from the safety. Carson Wentz threw the ball down the field to that spot with the understanding that he would get there. He threw it before, you know, Ertz made his break, and they connected, and Ertz was able to bring the ball in before being tackled by the safety and the defensive back. That was a great play. And those are the type of plays that's going to show the chemistry that these two have. So overall, just looking at what this Eagles offense was able to do, I want to also bring in an interview that we had with Ryan Matthews at his locker, because he was a big-time player in this game. The guy ended up being a big factor, over 100 yards rushing. The first time an Eagle did that since October 19th of 2015, over a year ago. But make no mistake about it, that Eagles offense got going as far as the rushing game is concerned. They were able to get balance, over 200 yards rushing. Let's hear from Ryan Matthews.
Was that part of the game plan going in for you to get as many touches as you did? And how surprised are you that you had the success that you had against this defense?
We knew it was going to be a hard game. You know, like I said, you know, throughout the week, you know, when either one of us, you know, get a touch of the ball, you know, we're giving it 110% every time, and, you know, we're trying to make it all all count. So, you know, my line play, you know, great today. You know, you got, you know, give it to them. They really did all they could do to open up holes for us today.
You guys ran extremely effective behind the Jason Peters side. What did you see in film going in that basically told you would have that kind of success?
Nothing. We just, you know, we're just going, you know, by play, and, you know, we just – what we could do to get yards, you know, that was the plays that were being called, and no one asked questions. We just go out there and try and give it 110.
How gratifying is it for you guys to establish the run game the way you did?
It's good. It's real good. You know, it shows a lot, you know, and I know the linemen, you know, love run blocking too, and, you know, it was just fun. It was a fun game out there. It was hard. You know, you got to give it to them. They played great. But, you know, we just do what we need to do to win.
What can you say about defending your home field? Still undefeated at home.
We just got to keep going one game at a time. You know, just got to take one game at a time and, you know, just keep preparing and keep working.
Why do you think this team is so different at home compared to on the road?
I don't know. I mean, I think we're the same team. I think, you know, we kind of hurt ourselves in the past, but, you know, we can't look at that. We can't get any of those games back. We just got to worry about, you know, the next one.
Getting the amount of carries that you got, I mean, how important is that as a running back, you know, a volume running back, to be able to get into the flow of the football game?
It's fun. You know, like as a running back, you want more carries, but, you know, we got a lot of great running backs that, you know, when they touch the ball, they can do big things with it. So, you know, when you get the chance to obviously get the touch the ball, you know, you got to give it, you know, everything you got and, you know, try and produce.
So that was Ryan Matthews, and excited. Yes, that is excited for him. You know, you're able to get some smiles from him, and he's very emotionless during interviews, but actually shows some emotion talking about the game, and understandably so. And I tell you what, you guys, the Eagles fans, you were a major factor in this game, and you guys continue to be a major factor in this team going 4-0 on the road. Check it out. Next week, the Eagles obviously are going to be in Seattle, but after that, Monday Night Football will be here in Philadelphia against the Green Bay Packers, and you guys can make a difference. Here's how. Download the SeatGeek app. This way you can go ahead and get your tickets. And I tell you what, folks, you know, I've used this app myself to get Sixers tickets, to get tickets to concerts, and it's definitely the real deal. So it's pretty simple. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for football games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I've looked for Sixers tickets, looked for concert tickets, and this is what I do. You know, this is the way I get to games and get to shows. The 76ers are exciting again, so I'll definitely be using the app more often. And the thing that I like is I could be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any upcoming game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket, because SeatGeek, what they do is price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary based on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And here's another catch. SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for your tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Gets no better than that. Well, actually, it does. Because best of all, my listeners, you guys could get a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase. And it's pretty easy to do. Like I said, you just download the app. And pretty much all you do is go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter the promo code LOEAGLES. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOEAGLES today. That's the deal, folks. That's all you have to do. So definitely make sure that you come out on Monday night football in a couple weeks and make your presence felt. And one of the things that we also want to get into is just what the defense was able to do. You look at how, you know, Julio Jones definitely got his, make no mistake about it. He was targeted 16 times. 16 times he was targeted. He came down with over 100 yards rushing or receiving. That's something that he's done five other times. So now he has six games of over 100 yards receiving. So it is what it is. He went over 1,000 against the Eagles, you know, for the season. So what are you going to do? The bright spot is they were able to keep him out of the end zone, and also they were able to make him drop some passes late in the game. I think that Rodney McLeod hit on that corner really shook him up, and Malcolm Jenkins played really good defense on him in the slot to force a four and out, you know, a turnover on downs on a fourth down. So that's something to look at. And, man, this Eagles defense, you know, getting Benny Logan back was major for them also. Speaking of which, I want to bring in an interview that we had with Benny Logan. Here's Benny Logan just talking briefly.
Just as far as your return, you know, you made the comeback and, you know, you showed how important you are to this defense. How gratifying was it for you to be able to do that in a win?
I was just happy to be back, man. Like I said, almost a month I've been not even played just wide, so it's been very stressful and depressing just watching the TV instead of being out there to help those guys grind it out. But, you know, I came with a lot of injury at practice. You know, I want to make a statement in this game and just play hard, so that's what I did.
What were some of the things, you know, going against Alex Mack? You know, he's a top-level center. What were some of the things that you kind of thought you could take advantage of in
He's a really good center. I actually told him that, you know, I got respect for him. But you really just have to, you know, be a technician with him. You got the switch up thing, give a little bull here, a little counter move and things like that. You can't continue to do the same thing over and over on him because it won't work.
So that was Benny Logan just touching real quick on being able to get back and going against Alex Mack. And when you look at this defense, here's the thing. Overall, they did the thing to this Falcons offense. First and foremost, they gave up 15 points. This Falcons offense was averaging 33.9 points per game. That's number one in the NFL. But the Eagles cut them to even worse than half of that. How did they do it? Well, first and foremost, 48 yards rushing on the ground. This is a team that did try to establish the run multiple times, you know, in previous games, and they couldn't do it today, or yesterday rather, against the Eagles. And, you know, that was one of the major things, making them one-dimensional. But more importantly, just looking at this passing game, man, I tell you what, they held them to 255 yards passing, which was clearly below their league average. And Matt Ryan struggled. They were able to get pressure on him and, you know, keep that pocket dirty. Brandon Graham and Connor Barwin both registered sacks. You had the interior guys. You know, they had that four-man pass rush again, rotation at defensive tackle with Destiny Vial, you know, Bo Allen, and obviously Cox and Logan. We talking about them, and they all got interior pressure, so that was a major thing. Nigel Bradham continues to just, you know, be an absolute dog. He kind of flies under the radar, but I'll tell you, watch number 53 on game day. That dude's a baller, and I've been really impressed with him. So overall, it was a great win for this Eagles team. You had redemption for Jason Kelce. You know, Kelce had a strong game. He was blocking with a purpose, clearing up rushing lanes, you know, for Ryan Matthews and Wendell Smallwood, 13 carries, 70 yards. So this was a complete effort. Jordan Matthews had the big time, a series of big time catches, and almost came down with a big time one. But he had the dirty, well, I'm not going to call it dirty, but you had the helmet to helmet hit from Keanu Neal. And that was obviously not a penalty, but Jordan Matthews had some things to say afterwards. And I'm sure he'll be fine, as well as Neal, just for the hit itself. So we'll see how all of that pans out. Next week, you got the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to be an interesting trip. Looking forward to that. And they're coming off a win in Foxborough against the Patriots. So they'll definitely be ready to rock and continue to make their mark. Cam Chancellor is back. So this is the game. You know, they measure themselves, Rodney McLeod and Malcolm Jenkins, as one of the best safety tandems. And here it is, Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor be a good measuring stick. That's the show, folks. Appreciate you tuning in. As always, follow this podcast on iTunes and Audio Boom. That's on Locked On Eagles. That's the title. Be sure to follow that. This is your only place where you get this type of content, you know. So be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. And the website, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com. That's the show. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday morning, and we'll bring it from there. Thanks a lot, folks.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.